So that was just a quick whistle-stop trip through how we've performed against some of those KPIs. We clearly do have outliers, but in general, the performance seems to be reasonable, but it illustrates the difficulty in setting standards and targets, which have to be fluid and move all the time. So we do have problems in this outlier analysis. I'll come back to the issue of incomplete and inaccurate data. There are also small pockets of people where there's a failure to submit any data. So there are some surgeons who are operating on screen-detected breast cancers and do not provide adequate data back to the system, and it's a recurring problem for QA surgeons. And secondly, we need to be sure that we verify the data accurately. Jim's already said that the small numbers make it difficult, and now we're amalgamating data over a three-year period to see if people are outliers. But if there was a significant problem associated with that, it would lead to a fairly slow identification of any problems. And I was interested to hear that the Australians had a lawyer on their setup for the guidance, and also that there were fairly severe sanctions which were potentially applicable to their surgeons. We don't really have those set up at the moment, and we're not specifically looking at individual surgeons. We're often looking at cases or screening.